News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is a Saturday. Guess where we are?
All day Saturday in El Paso.
People turning the radio on looking for Limbaugh. This, who are you dummies in here? That's happened. One guy got all the way on the air screaming at us.
I know.
I said, dude,
I know.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Wake up.
He figured it out. All right, moving on, Melissa Sargent. How you be?
I'm alive and well, and I just really give hope to those people down there in Florida that they are all getting ready for what's going to be happening with Irma, one way or another. Who knows wherever it's going to land.
Florida, the entire southeast of the U.S., there's still Houston issues.
Yes.
Sure, New Orleans hadn't been spared completely. And don't forget Mexico and the earthquake.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. And then they get a hurricane on top of that. Mm-hmm. So, hey, good time to live in Colorado or something.
Yeah, it's a good time to be in the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, turn that boy's mic on over there. Guy's talking over there. There's a guy in the room.
I was just saying, don't forget the wildfires in California.
Oh, yes, that's true. Fires in California,
we're
up in Montana.
We're getting all the haze.
Skip Clark is here talking.
Yeah.
And Lane Calk is here. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We got to tell you some stuff, though, because 690 is where people are normally used to getting this. And that's been traditional forever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This radio station is, what, like 82 years old or something like that?
Something or other.
However.
So's the equipment.
Don't go there.
The mighty 690.
Can you remember when that was? That was K-Hay?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
I was a disc jockey on Russell. 690. It's K-Hay.
K-Hay.
Had no clue what that music was about. But thank goodness it was color-coded. Play two reds, a green, and a blue. Oh, don't forget the yellow. But moving on to what we've got to do here.
What are we doing today?
I don't know. Radio on what we're doing is KTSM 690. What they did, the owners... When at the time bought two stations and swapped the frequencies.
That's right.
But the programming for the talker was what we are. I got to tell you, this signal, I picked it up north of Santa Fe.
I believe it.
I heard it most of the way down I-25 yesterday. That was pretty interesting. And as we've got this going on here, we always tell people Texas history begins in El Paso. You know
That's right. That's right.
And there's an internet thing.
Well, and beyond Santa Fe, you can listen to us but via iHeartRadio. You can get the app on that, and you can put it on your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection.
It's really cool. I mean, we got trivia questions today.
That's right, we do. We've got some wonderful trivia questions, and if you can answer them correctly, you'll have an opportunity to get a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's Mexican Food up in Cañateal.
Did we eat them all yet? We still got some.
Yes, we still have some. Okay. And, or you could also win a El Paso Gold DVD. And we've got the Women's Club, Waco Tanks, Ghost Stories 2 and 4, The Smelter, Gunfights of the Old West, and Tom Lee's El Paso.
Gunfights, we'll tell you more details. It airs tomorrow night on KRWG Channel 22.
Oh, I have to watch myself.
10:30, it's on the main HD channel,
I think. Yeah, I get shot in that one, yes.
Well, if you're at one of the satellite deliveries, you can probably get it. Local El Paso Cable does not have the regular service. They got it on the HD level, which we don't have at my house.
Yes, but I have it on my dish.
So lunch today, we're going to go to Hoppy Monk up the street.
They're not a sponsor.
We should beat them up a little bit and make them a sponsor, but just go there today. And in the meantime, go to Pepe's, because Pepe's is good food. And I was out there last week. It was really wonderful. Okay, we're talking cooking history today. How about that?
Yeah,
and
it's nice.
Not just any cooking.
No, the cooking history of Texas.
Chuck wagon cooking. And early cowboys had to settle for dried beef jerky. Hardtack is their main food of choice because they had to carry it with them.
Yeah.
And they don't have a refrigerator with them.
That's
why that happened. But they were out herding cattle, and the cattle business grew, and the longer trips got bigger. Herd of hundreds to thousands of head of cattle driven to market. And there had to be a way to feed all those hungry cowboys. And so the chuck wagon was born from this need. And our guests today talk about the history of chuck wagon and chuck wagon cooking. They are award-winning team of CC Chuck Wagon. We'll ask them what that means. And again, welcome Wayne and Henry. No, that would be Skip Clark and Wayne Calk. You don't go by Henry.
Who the heck is Henry?
I know every time Harry. I see that, I'm like, Henry? Oh, Skip.
Hey, Skip, you've always been Skip to me.
And it's Harry.
Whatever. It's not
even. That was my fault.
Hey, life in the fast.
But Harry. I have been called worse.
Let's skip on over that.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
Rim shot for Wayne. Okay.
Oops, can't do that anymore.
Whatever you do, don't hit this table. These mics are wired to the table, and there's no buffer in like.
My bad.
That was me just looking at the table.
My bad.
Hear that?
That's
all right,
okay.
Moving on to history. What is the deal here, Melissa? We got
what
history with chuck wagons.
Well, you know, I mean, when you think of cooking, you know, people think of the basic cooking, you know, the French chefs and all this. But, you know, like you talked about, the cowboys having to drive the cattle, you can only live so long on hardtack, biscuits, and jerky. And these cowboys, you know, they had to be kept driving cattle long distances was difficult. And as the markets grew after the Civil War, you know, what were they going to do? And these gentlemen here can tell us all about what was going on after the Civil War because there was cattle driven very short distances. So, Wayne, you tell us more.
What do you know,
well,
dude?
Let's start even before the Civil War because there were trail drives back in the 1600s up in New York, Massachusetts, in those areas. But they were small, and they were done on foot with the help of a dog. But those were very small, and they moved them to wherever they needed to for a pasture or to sell or whatever. And then it moved on up, you know, for like 1830. The colony that Stephen F. Austin had would take cattle over to New Orleans to sell. So there were cattle drives in the 1830s.
But there was no trains down there then?
No. Not any way to transport them to get them to where you actually needed them. In the 40s and 50s, there were, you know, a lot of people going up where through Waco, Fort Worth, and so forth. But again, they were small. And that kind of brings us on up to maybe the 1860s.
Where were they going?
They would take them to a market that would get them to somewhere. And, you know, like back east, because the beef was higher, which was the same reason that they took them in the 1860s through the 1890s.
They were heading for some railhead, I'm guessing.
Right. They would go to as far as Belfouche, North Dakota. You know, depending on, they might go for 30 days or 100 days, depending on where they needed to get them.
Well, when did that train route go through up there? That was 1860 or was, we'll have to look that up.
Well, there was a guy named Joseph McCoy that, I don't remember exactly where he was from, kind of back east somewhere. But he thought that the idea to get the cattle back east where the market was a whole lot better than it was in Texas, which, you know, they were only worth like $4-6 on a hoof in Texas.
Per cow.
Ooh. And they could get 24 to 28 if they could get them back east, but they had to get them to a railhead.
Yeah.
So this entrepreneur, McCoy, he decided, hey, let me try to convince the railroad people to bring a train in to wherever, and he centered in on Abilene, Kansas, which was a whole lot closer to Texas, which is where all the beef was in East Texas or South Texas, and he started setting up the train yards and where they could put the pens in and then bring the cattle in and so forth, and they would send people out with posters. If any of you have that Texas Life series, there's one on cowboys. And they have some reproduced little flyers. And they would go out and post the flyers on trees and wherever they could put them where they knew that the cattle drive were going to come. And they would convince them to come to a certain location because before that, they didn't have their cattle sold yet. So if they could get their cattle into Abilene, then everybody was going to be better
That's
for it.
That's where they're all going
to
head to.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then Armour put a... can't remember his first name right now, but Armour Meats put a plant in. That was after the Civil War, I believe, wasn't it? In Chicago, which really pushed the market really quite fast after that.
You got me on that one. I'm not sure what Armour.
I think the gentleman you were talking about was before the Civil War. I think was when it was just starting to trend, and then Armour saw it and pushed it into Chicago, and it just the market, and they were getting $40 a head, which was amazing money back at that time.
But the thing that people may not realize or why it started in Texas is because all of the Spanish beef that was left over, they were left to multiply. When all the men basically went off to the Civil War, there were thousands and thousands of cattle that were just multiplying, you know, daily. And that's when we ended up with millions of cattle in South Texas. And that's kind of near and dear to my heart because my great-great-grandfather, Elijah Clayton Calk, had a ranch down there in Benton City, Texas, which is south of San Antonio. And he registered his brand on April 26, 1867, which is the brand that I still use.
Really?
And re-registered it about 15 years ago. So it's pretty old brand. And actually, it spells out our name. But anyway, that's another story.
What do you do with that brand now?
I brand everything that's not moving.
You don't do initiations for college kids or anything like that?
That's a possibility.
Oh, a
that's
new market,
still a possibility, yeah.
Initiations for new chuck wagon cooks.
Oh, yeah, there's something there.
Well, show us your brand, yes.
How long have you guys been chuck wagoning?
18,
about 20 years. Yeah.
I remember seeing you decades ago, you were doing this stuff. Yeah. And cook-offs and things.
It was payback.
What do you mean? Who got paid back for what?
I got paid back for getting him Wayne into dune buggies for a while.
Oh, dear. And so then so you got him into chuck wagon.
Yeah, we got a call one day and says, hey, we need to go to the Cowboy Symposium in Ruidoso. And I says, what's the Cowboy Symposium? It's a cowboy gathering. We're going to go eat at a chuck wagon. Okay, so my late wife Patty and I and Wayne and Linda, and we migrate up to
Glencoe,
New Mexico, outside of Ruidoso, and we had a great meal, had a great time, and the whole time we are there, Wayne keeps digging me in the ribs saying, we can do this. We can do this. We can do this.
Skip's like, yeah.
I said, okay, buddy, we'll do this. And little did I know, 20 years later,
we're doing it.
Some of you may remember Richard Farnsworth, the movie actor.
Mm-hmm.
It was his wagon that we were eating on. And,
oh, really?
Another guy, local guy, Bud Reno. He was cooking with him, and we were eating on Richard's wagon. That was pretty cool.
Because he lived up there for a while, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. I think his son still maybe does live up there somewhere.
And for many years, he was a big part of the Lincoln County Cowboy Symposium.
Yes.
Well, who invented the chuck wagon?
Mr. Parker from, it slipped my mind. Charles. Good night. Yeah.
Yes,
from Parker County, that's what I was thinking about. But he took an old Army freight wagon.
Yeah.
In about 1867. And he reconfigured it to be better suited for the trail, putting iron on places that maybe had wood and that sort of thing. They kind of iron-cladded it, they would call it. But I was told that Studebaker built that wagon for the Army. And I'm not sure that I've seen that also, but Studebaker later on was the only company that ever built a chuck wagon. And there may be some in existence, but I've never seen one. I've heard
Studebaker.
I've seen old ads for the Studebaker wagon because they did a whole series of them for farming and such. And the reason that the one that Goodnight I could research on was that it was a lightweight, strong wagon that the Army used.
Yeah, and there was a huge surplus of equipment after the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
It was the right place, the right time. They were cheap. They were tough.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Are these the ones with the metal rims around the wooden wheel?
Yeah, These are the ones with the wide wheels.
Yeah, Skip and I had a wagon when we first started that was a super heavy wagon, and it came out of Veracruz, Mexico, and my thinking was, and it kind of adds to the history and heritage and so forth, was that it might have been a leftover wagon whenever our forces were down at Veracruz in, what was it, 1911,
something like that. Oh, the punitive expedition.
And the reason,
that's too early for that.
The reason was because the wheels were different than any that we'd ever had in contest because they had linchpins. They didn't have a bolt that you hold the wheel on with. It just had a pin that stuck through it. And that's the same technique that they used for the armory when they were carrying their cannons in the Civil War and so forth.
Quick change.
Yes.
Yeah, quick
exactly.
change. Yeah, go over fences or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But that was our idea. But those wheels, were, my goodness, they were between 200 and 300 pounds each. And,
did we get made fun of.
Yeah.
And we got
one of the rules in the contest was that you had to have a wheel wrench. And I said, why do I have to have a wheel wrench? I don't have wheel nuts. I have linchpin. Well, I don't know. It says you got to have it.
What's a linchpin?
So you just carry it even though you don't use it.
Well, yeah. Right. Just in case somebody else needed it.
Yeah.
But then you do contests. That's what you do now. With it. You also run out for a catering?
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, there's we'll do anything. Yeah, okay.
As long as we can have fun doing it.
And you have that brand. I got to keep thinking in the back of my head. He's got that brand thing going.
Oh, yeah.
I work on that.
Well, now, you're a cook, but there was a name that they called him, though. What was the cook?
We can't even say
well, I know that one because it depends on how good a cook you
the
were.
The ones you can say on the radio include cocinero, cocy,
what's that, Spanish?
Cookie.
Did that's where cookie come from? You said cosi?
Cocinero is...
Well, cocinero, but you said cosi?
Cosi
do you think
was
that's
the anglicization of cocinero.
That's what it was.
Further modified into...
Cookie.
Cousy.
Okay, so now there's two of you on a truck wagon. Which one of you is Cookie?
He is.
Ah.
And what are you?
That was cool.
I'm a swamper.
You're a swamper?
I'm a swamper.
We got to take a break here. I got to keep us on track here, otherwise we'll never get up. But these guys are interesting.
Yes.
Wayne Calk is in here, C-A-L-K. Got that right. And Skip.
Clark.
There he is.
Okay.
What do we do now?
We can have trivia questions.
What are the trivia questions? Pick one.
Okay. Our first question is, what Texan is credited with the invention of the chuck wagon?
Oh, we said that.
We did say that.
So throw out the second one.
The second one's what? What vehicle was converted to the first chuck wagon, which we did talk about that.
All right, pick a special at Pepe's, any one of those there, Wayne.
Pick any one of these things here.
And it becomes a $6 event as opposed to whatever number it is there.
I looked at one while ago. Oh, the chilies are in.
At Pepe's today, 6761 Donovan, $6 out there. And also, we've got some DVDs here. I'm going to push the Women's Club because you may think that's a PR film for them. Kind of turned out that way because that's what they were looking for a little bit. But if you tell their history, it promotes the organization. And their history is integral, pick one, with El Paso history.
It is the cultural history of El Paso.
These people put in stuff that nobody else did.
Yes.
Kindergartens, whatever, schools. I mean,
they civilized this wild
symphony.
Yes.
That was it. What was it? What did Mary really say? The men conquered the West.
Conquered the West and the women civilized.
There you go. That's what happened. Anyway, that's a good one there to do. Also, Waco Tanks is always keep going.
Tom Lee's. We got the mountain, celebration of mountains coming up. Tom Lee's Pass is a good one.
You know, got gunfights over there?
Yeah, the gunfights in the old West. Yes.
And again, if you want to win one, you got to go through the hoop here and call the number.
Or
look it for free tomorrow night on KRWG22 at 10:30 p.m. So there.
Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152. About 5 miles north of Truth or Consequences lies the state's largest man-made lake. And alongside that lake is the only place in New Mexico where you can find pelicans. Oh, if those pelicans could talk. They might share with you the legends of catfish the size of Volkswagen Beetles. They might tell you about people that went into the lake and were never seen again. They would definitely tell you about a volcanic core that is now an island and was once a butte, said to have the shape of an elephant lying on its side. And that, my friends, is how Elephant Butte Lake got its name. And that's where the Hogs, also known as the Harley Owners Group, are headed to this weekend. Now, when aspiring Hogs click on BarnettHarley.com or look at the rows of bikes at Barnett Harley Davidson, they'll often point to one and say, "That's a real butte." But real Hogs never do that. Because once you've been to Elephant Butte Lake, you know what a real butte is. And you also know that your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Here's some big news. America's largest RV show is going on right now at Camping World in Anthony. Now through September 30th, America's number one RV dealer is bringing show savings to a dealership near you. Shop travel trailers starting at $149 a month. Motorhomes at $359 a month. Plus low APR financing available on over 225 new and pre-owned RVs. Stop by Camping World in Anthony during America's largest RV show. This month only. Camping World RV sales prices and payments not inclusive of tax, title, license, and dealer doc fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 9/30/17.
Welcome to America Speaks by Zip, the polling app that lets you tell the nation what you think. Download the Zip app today. It's Saturday, September 9th. Lisa Frank, known for her whimsical commercial ads, has teamed up with Reebok to come out with a twist on the classic sneaker. It features a 90s rainbow animal and sequins. What do you think about this? 87% of people polled think that this design is just a bit over the top, but the rest say they love the idea. You got to Google this. It's a very interesting sneaker indeed. Now, Freddie Prinze Jr. shares love advice, saying, I think you have to be open-minded and able to get over any preconceived fantasies of what your ideal partner is like. Do you agree? 98% of women, no shock, agree with this. So do 71% of men. The rest say, what's love without fantasy? Finally, an app to create world peace, or maybe just prove your point. Now you can pull the masses by downloading Zip, the question answer app, in the App Store.
Hey, this is Mario Lopez. So when planning to celebrate, please make sure to plan for a safe ride home. Don't risk getting a DWI. Don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it. So plan while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Bold.
All right, money where your mouth is. We got documentaries running on KRWG-TV, Channel 22. Every Sunday night through October, we have what's to do it beyond that. At 10:30 p.m. on Sunday nights, and what they're going to do, a different DVD title that we have each week from our El Paso Gold Heritage DVD series. If you want to buy one, you can go on ephistory.com. If you want to win one, pay attention here and call the phone number 544-5876. We're getting the calls here. Ring up, people, because I know. Is this thing on? I think it is, right?
The phone's on.
Okay, well, see what happens. Maybe that's too hard a question. What Texan is credited with the invasion? Anyway, get to that. But the Sunday night broadcast of an El Paso Gold DVD this week, tomorrow night, Gunfights of the Old West.
That's right.
We know who's in that.
I know.
Another one you're in. And you're also in the women's club.
I know. I'm everywhere.
You're also in Ghost 3 or 4 or whatever.
Something like that. Yes, anyway, I'm everywhere.
If people want to see a free broadcast of the El Paso Gold TV documentaries, can do so. Write yourself a note, Sunday, 10:30 p.m., KRWG-22 Las Cruces. That is on a cable channel in El Paso if you get the HD level. And it's also, obviously, over-the-air channel 22 out of Las Cruces. So Sunday night broadcast, here they come. We're going to do all the ghost videos in October. But, again, what's the DVD tomorrow night at 10:30, September 3rd, Melissa Sargent?
It's Gunfights of the Old West.
There you go. See what happens.
Okay. The Museum of History is inviting the public to the latest Wall of Giants exhibition, First Steps, a commemoration of St. Patrick Cathedral and Cathedral High School, and that opened a couple of weeks ago. And it's the 8th Wall of Giants installation, and it recognizes the contribution of both institutions that have made the El Paso community. St. Patrick Cathedral and Cathedral High School have been central parts of the lives of many El Pasoans since their founding. And the St. Patrick Cathedral and Cathedral High School have a continuous mission of serving the El Paso community and building ties that bring both sides of our border together. The Walls of Giants is an annual project of the El Paso Museum of History, which honors a person, entity, and location or event that's had an ongoing impact on the city. And it's a great exhibition. And you should get on down there because it's going to be running through February 2018.
What else?
They'll be changing them out for 6 months now instead of 1 year.
Oh, I see. What's the next one? Any idea?
It's going to be the... I just went totally blank. Oh.
But every six months.
It's monetary, I know that. It's the Federal Reserve.
But there's enough history that we can actually do it.
Yeah, but it'll be the Federal Reserve because we had the first Federal Reserve in here in El Paso.
Really?
For Texas, yes.
Way cool.
I said it was monetary.
All right, if you've got a real phone call in there, Shelley, put them through immediately because we have an immediate need. Sergio, punch her and say, put this call on here or whatever it is.
Punch her?
Not just touch her.
Punch her.
Don't touch her. Ah, we've got Bob coming up on the radio. Bob is now on the air. Good morning, Bob.
How you doing?
Surviving.
I'm surprised no one's called in yet.
You know, well, actually, there's another call behind you coming up. But in the meantime, we've got Bob Keller on the phone. Bob, you were at the first cattle drive, weren't you?
Yes.
See, I knew this guy.
I already cooked once, and they told me I couldn't cook anymore.
There you go. Well, you probably couldn't cook the first time either, I'm guessing.
We've been told that, too.
Hey, these guys are pros that don't cook here again, buddy. All right, we're going to give you something if you answer the questions. What is it, Melissa?
What Texan is credited with the invention of the chuck wagon?
Charles Goodnight.
There you go. All right.
Hey. Good enough, good enough. Now, you probably got enough Pepe's coupons, or do you?
I'd rather have Tomley.
Tomley's El Paso. Actually, I believe that one is airing today at noon also. The Sunday night broadcast on KRWG also run the following Saturday at noon. So if you don't pick it up in time, Bob, you can also just watch it today at noon. That's always cool to do. But thank you for playing. What else is on your mind? You always got something to say.
Not much. Just relax and watch it. Listen.
Very good. Thank you, sir. The other caller dropped off. To heck with them. We're going to eat their food. All right. Thanks a lot for calling, Bob. Hold on here, Shelley. You know the drill. We'll come on and help you pick this up, okay?
Take care, Bob.
Thank you kindly, sir. And if you want to go to lunch with us today, Hoppy Monk, we decided. Also, we just need to thank the control room people.
That's right.
It's just full of hundreds and hundreds of people in there.
Yes, you can tell.
There's an audience in there. You know there's an audience because they always have something to say. Shelley is on the phones, Shelley Sutherland, and the guy running all the electrons up
what,
the pole, out
in the,
air. The door. People showed up. I heard them clapping.
His head just exploded.
Oh, yes, indeed. Something exploded, but we're not going to do that again in this studio. So there. Ha! Take a break, shall we?
We shall.
It's another one. We got to come back and talk Chuck in his wagon.
That's right.
Unless you got something else to say.
Well, you can go to Facebook page too and check it out. I'll take their pictures soon and put them up there. But we do have pictures of them both in front of their chuck wagon and a picture of what one of the old chuck wagons looked like also.
Also, and if I get my steam-powered computer working here, I'll be able to follow what you're talking
That's
about.
Right.
What is it? Facebook.com.
That's right. Facebook.com, but El Paso History Radio Show.
There we go. Back in a moment. Call us up if you think you need to.
915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Here's some big news. America's largest RV show is going on right now at Camping World in Anthony. Now through September 30th, America's number one RV dealer is bringing show savings to a dealership near you. Shop travel trailers starting at $149 a month, motorhomes at $359 a month, plus low APR financing available on over 225 new and pre-owned RVs. Stop by Camping World in Anthony during America's largest RV show, this month only. Camping World RV sales prices and payments not inclusive of tax, title, license, and dealer doc fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 9/30/17.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-224-5353. That's 800-224-5353.
800-224-5353. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
El Paso ElPaso.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. El Paso ElPaso. com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
My name's Hillary. I was born, I think, somewhere around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on September 11th, 2001. I would hope people can realize how much the world in general can transform. If we all do good deeds on 9/11, it'll add up. Doing something good makes me realize I have the power to change things and that there's really nothing stopping me.
Join iHeartRadio in observing this 9/11 as a national day of unity and service. Visit 911day.org. Any good deed counts.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
History lessons, as always, we have lessons in history. Harvey Girls, not the Hurricane.
Harvey Girls.
Harvey Girls of El Paso. Beginning Monday, that's next Monday, September 11th, that's at the Union Passenger Station Depot, 2 to 4 p.m. If you really want to know where it is, 700 West San Francisco. So the program is a timeline of Fred Harvey's legacy, presented by Press Derkup, and the visitors are welcome. Information, call 591-2326. The Southwest Chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society, meeting Wednesday, September 13th, they're at St. Timothy's Church, it's a Lutheran thing, 11050 Mottwood off of Lake Trevino, 6 to 8 p.m. The program is Timeline of Fred Harvey Legacy. Did I just read that?
I guess so.
Those got mixed up together. I'm not sure how we did that.
Oh, they're two different ones.
Why don't you read the whole thing? Because mine's not correct.
But the Southwest?
Well, okay.
She's doing two. She's doing one. Oh,
is that it?
It's
the same lady doing two things.
That's right. Press gets around.
I thought I did this wrong.
She's a busy woman.
Well, that's going to be at the program and dinner, $10. Visitors
right.
Welcome. 5409660.
I moved it up on you, Sass.
Well, you did. I didn't go with it. My brain sure did.
Okay, we've got the El Paso Genealogical Society. We'll meet Thursday, September 14th at All Saints Episcopal Church, and that's over there at 3500 McRae. And that's going to be at 7 p.m., and their program is using probate records to find family. Visitors are welcome, and you can give them a call at 479-1291 for more information. And then the El Paso Corral of the Westerners International Number 26 will meet Friday, September 15th at the Country Inn and Suites over there at Sunland Park Drive. And that program's from 6 to 9 p.m., and the program is Wagons West, 1848, presented by Bernie Sargent, whoever he is. And the program at dinner cost is only $20. Visitors are welcome, but must RSVP by September 11th, Monday, else. And call them at 759-9538. And please let me know how he does. I won't be here for that program. I'd love to hear how he does.
He's not going with you?
No, I'm not going to be here, unfortunately. I have to go take care of my daughter.
Oh, dear. Well, hey, look what's going on here on Facebook. Here we got Chuck Wagon History and how cowboys experience fine dining on cattle drive.
That's right.
We'll ask these guys if they're accurate. But then we had to turn off our cookies on the computer. But we got cookies in here.
Cookies.
These guys
are cookies.
And Skip Clark, what about this cookie business? This picture looks like you guys are not hurting for eating.
You noticed.
It's not just on that picture.
You gotta taste your own cooking, you know. I mean, that's, you know.
What is that? Eggs, bacon? I don't see what all that is. Whatever it is, you guys. Well, you'll do anything, right? The trail drive food or not?
Well, yeah. I think the image you got up there was taken at Lincoln County Days a couple of weeks ago, and we were doing Johnny Cakes, a.k.a. Hoe Cakes, a.k.a. potato cake. No.
Corn Dodgers.
Corn Dodgers.
There's a whole plate of something. I can't quite figure out what it is.
For the general public.
I tell you what, general public, go to our Facebook page, figure out what that stuff is and tell us. Because these guys don't know. Can you see it,
Wayne? Right there, that big pile of stuff. Oh, he's going to have to get up, look
at
it.
Got up and go look.
Go see. What is that? See that bunch of stuff there? What is that?
It looks like eggs.
He still don't know. Anyway.
That was weeks ago.
These guys about this, as I put it, other
trail tales. I mean, you can't just talk chuck wagons. You got tales of the trail, don't you? I mean, this stuff went on out there. It wasn't just cookie. No, don't go. Oh, my
Skip's
God.
Like, don't talk
he called up a memory we can't do. I can already tell. Never mind, Skip. But anyway, you got this picture online. Tell us what that stuff is.
Well, the different types of foods. Now, when you're doing competition, you have to cook a certain type of food or to stay within the
guide. We've got five different areas that you have to cook. Meat, bread, beans, potatoes, and a dessert.
Did they have to say to what it was during what they did along the...
yes and no, depending on where you might cook. We have some sanctioned events, and they're a little more strict in what you can prepare and how to prepare it. Some unsanctioned events, they will let you do pretty much anything within reason.
Cordon bleu on the trail.
The meat of choice for most competitions we've been in is chicken fried steak.
Oh, and the reason is, you know, they end up charging, because they got to make money at their venue, and they'll end up charging $20 or maybe more in some places. And if you fix something called a tri-tips or a stew or something, the general public don't feel like they get their money's worth if they're just getting a bowl of stew for $20. So the people that are organizing it say they feel better with doing chicken fried steak and gravy and that sort of
biscuits.
Thing. Biscuits. Depending on the venue, we have had steaks cut and prepared and delivered for us. All we had to do was prep them and cook them.
Yeah.
And we've had venues that delivered us a side of beef.
And you had to cut it and prepare
it. We had to make our own cutlets the night before.
That's a lot of work.
No hot dogs, all right?
No.
It's never done.
No.
Can't do hot dogs.
Well, let me ask you, on the whole thing about the chuck box, that is the kitchen in a box, literally. What is involved in that box? Because there's several different drawers. There's a container for cutting. Explain that box.
If you could envision your kitchen in a box, that's what it is.
How big is that box, though?
Varies from one individual to another, but it's usually about 39 inches wide and maybe 30 inches tall and maybe possibly 18 to 20 something inches deep. And inside that, you've got everything that you need to prepare with, from spices to flour, sugar, coffee, oil, utensils, plates, towels. You know, most time it's paper towels.
In this day and age,
Coffee question.
Yeah.
You had lots of cows out there. Did you put cream in your coffee on the trail?
didn't have any cream.
We can make it with the cows right there, no?
Yeah. Well, they're wild cows, so.
You go out there and chase for cream.
And for a little creamer.
Yeah. Hey, Bessie.
You give that to the new kid. Hey,
you want some cream or I can get a squirt?
Outfit, you had sugar on the wagon.
That's sugar.
Asukai. Well, yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, I think you could do all kinds of stuff. And we got a car here.
We got
a Vaquero call. You ready for a Vaquero?
Go for it.
I think this is a Vaquero. Are you a Vaquero there, Vince?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, no.
Vince?
Hey,
Vince.
Oh, no.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like work.
And then we're going to go over to the Horizon
seafood park.
Yeah.
Seafood.
What we did was we fed staff and some of the other participants. And the first night, what did we do? I don't remember.
Seafood.
We did chicken fried steak.
We did chicken fried steak the first night for everybody. And then one of our running buddies by the name of Steve Woods from
Denton
surprised us with a boatload of shrimp.
Oh, my God.
He got the shrimp off of the boat probably 3 days before we were in Lincoln.
And they got to finish it, man, and they piled all that shrimp on my plate because they were trying to clean their pots.
And you did a fine job, Vince.
Competition, Vince, wouldn't that actually come out as a non-traditional thing for a cowboy to eat?
Yeah. I know. I mean, actually, you should have seen me the next day. I was pink.
Jackson, the cowboys, one of their favorite things whenever they got off the trail and went to the restaurant was to get something seafood, and it was usually shrimp.
Oh, wow.
And plus they had a lot of them, they would run them to the coast, too, down on the Gulf.
For some reason, cowboys thought you oysters were the way to go.
Yeah. You guys make those cowboys proud back in the day because you guys did a fine job. I just want to let you guys know that.
Vince, thank you.
Often, Vince, you're a six guns and shady lady, but you're one of those, you're not the shady lady person.
He's just shady.
He's shady, but...
He's been known to
dress up.
Yes, in a couple of routines.
I got a question for Vince.
I got another one right after that. Go ahead,
Vince. Have you ever sat down and put a pencil to how much all of the outfits that you wear actually cost?
Oh wow, no, I haven't. But
smart,
I mean,
you shouldn't.
Smart times, and it's up there.
Smart,
you know,
man.
And I save a lot of money by doing my own leather work and sitting in front of a sewing machine my own self. So
where do you find the time? You're a cowboy. You're a six shooter. You're a matachin. You're a rancher.
Well,
works full time.
I mean,
you work full time.
I find the time, and I love my culture. I love my roots. I love my beautiful El Paso Southwest, and that's why I'm so glad that my great grandfather and my grandfather were involved in that. And for me to carry on the tradition is something else.
So you're doing good with that. I got a question for you. Okay, so you got chuck wagons with the six guns people, and they probably understand that. What kind of chuck wagon do the Matachines have?
Oh, wow.
Do you even know what a Matachine is?
He's been in there with his drums. Yes, I have.
Silverado.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking maybe it was Chico's Tacos, and he's had a wagon full of
those. It's called Brown Acres McGogi.
Well, no, Brown Acres.
Come on down to the San Lorenzo Fiesta in August when we have our up there, and I have my Silverado tailgate down and the hatches up, and everybody's around my truck chopping up turkey legs and whatever.
Turkey legs. Now we know. Okay. Well, that's really cool because, Vince, you do a whole lot for El Paso. Your whole family for generations has done a whole lot for El Paso history.
Don't you have grandkids now dancing with your Matachin group?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my son Robert, my oldest, he has his kid is in there, and my sister has both of her boys are dancing now. We got
so it's three generations.
Yeah, that's about three or four generations involved now. Yeah, is that Jackson?
Yeah.
On the table.
I learned that from you when you were in here with that drum, you and your brothers. Oh, my God, you guys are good. We got
to
schedule you back in.
Come out and help us with the drum.
Did I get that right? Let me try it again. That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I thought so.
We'll take that right there.
Fair enough. Well, have fun today. You're a pecan rancher. Go herd some pecans, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
H-U-H-E-R-D. Don't hurt them.
Give everybody a hug for us, Vince.
See you in the streets, dude.
Go Gogi High.
Thanks a lot. Take care, easy.
All right.
Vince Sanchez, man, that Sanchez family's done a lot for San Luis.
He's an awesome guy.
So
is Gogi.
Oh, yeah.
Gogi's
well,
she's
how
a sweetheart.
Do you think Vince gets around?
That's right.
She takes him. Yeah. You know,
she
gets in
puts
there.
Up with him.
But that
not
the
right.
chain thing, man. Those guys go. Talk about an exercise class.
Well, and Gogi,
the hell with Zumba. Good Lord. Watch these people.
Yeah, and Gogi does a lot of the costuming for the Matachines. So she does the sewing and the beading. She's something else.
Well, she does the beadwork, too.
Ooh. Beadwork, yeah.
Yeah.
And they came in here with those bamboo things clinking all over the place.
Oh, it was incredible.
Oh, interesting. All right, Sergio, you ready for a breaker? What do you got? You got
the just a break.
But
you want a break?
El Paso History Radio Show.
Oh, the Facebook page.
Is anybody there? Let's see. What are they doing?
No.
What are they doing over there? There's a cowboy guys. There's a gunfights thing. More pictures of these cowboy
guys. I put a picture. I was telling you earlier that we had on there of an actual chuck wagon with the cowboys sitting around eating their fine fare. And then a picture of the other two chuck wagon cooks here. They've got their coats on. It looks like awfully cold.
There's no joke there about how much chuck could a chuck wagon chuck, right?
Yeah.
We'd get in trouble real fast, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Don't go there. Okay, enough of that. Taking a break. Call us up.
915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
About 5 miles north of Truth or Consequences lies the state's largest man-made lake. And alongside that lake is the only place in New Mexico where you can find pelicans. Oh, if those pelicans could talk. They might share with you the legends of catfish the size of Volkswagen Beetles. They might tell you about people that went into the lake and were never seen again. They would definitely tell you about a volcanic core that is now an island and was once a butte, said to have the shape of an elephant lying on its side. And that, my friends, is how Elephant Butte Lake got its name. And that's where the Hogs, also known as the Harley Owners Group, are headed to this weekend. Now, when aspiring Hogs click on BarnettHarley.com or look at the rows of bikes at Barnett Harley Davidson, they'll often point to one and say, "That's a real butte." But real Hogs never do that. Because once you've been to Elephant Butte Lake, you know what a real butte is. And you also know that your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Here's some big news. America's largest RV show is going on right now at Camping World in Anthony. Now through September 30th, America's number one RV dealer is bringing show savings to a dealership near you. Shop travel trailers starting at $149 a month, motorhomes at $359 a month, plus low APR financing available on over 225 new and pre-owned RVs. Stop by Camping World in Anthony during America's largest RV show, this month only. Camping World RV sales, prices, and payments, not inclusive of tax, title, license, and dealer doc fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 9/30/17.
This time of year is tough balancing free time with wanting to earn extra money. Get your side hustle on and drive with Uber to earn extra money on your time when it works for you. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our sold-out 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
iHeartRadio.
September 22nd and 23rd at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Let's go!
Keep listening to win a penthouse at Aria Sky Suites.
Yeah.
And a $10,000 gift card courtesy of our marquee partner, Capital One.
The music never stops with unlimited data from T-Mobile. Switch to America's best unlimited network, T-Mobile, to stream all you want, where you want. Top 3% of data users over 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. Capable device required.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All this stuff going on everywhere. We've got a caller on hold. We know who it is. Hey, Prince. We'll get you in a second here because you're part of the deal here.
El Paso Archaeological Society, the Banquet and Award of Distinction Banquet, September 16th. And the Award of Distinction goes to
Prince McKenzie.
We'll talk to him about that. And the featured speaker is Dr. David Romo. Line Restaurant, 1222 Sun and Park Drive in El Paso. And the award goes to Prince. Actually, Prince, he deserves this kind of stuff. He's been around doing history since before history was invented.
That's right.
And he's a long-time supporter.
He invented the history.
Well, he was a long-time supporter of EPAS, El Paso Archaeological Society, and they deserve credit for a lot of things in this town because they figured out history way back in the 1920s. It was Otis Altman was one of their members back in that day. So Prince is getting an award for, and we'll get Prince's.
Prince used to carry his camera, didn't he?
Yes, that's true. Carried camera gear for Otis Altman. And anyway, we'll talk to him in a second, but it's for archaeology in the Southwest.
That's right. Also, you'll have David Romo, like you said, is going to be there speaking, and he's going to be talking about the 190-year history of Doringuito, El Paso's founding settlement and oldest continually inhabited neighborhood. For banquet information, you can call Nina Audius at 309-8219 for reservations, and you must get registered by September 14th.
$30 is what it costs, and Prince is going to tell us you can't bring a credit card. Is that right, Prince?
I think that's true, but I don't have anything to do with that.
No, but congratulations on getting that award. You've been around doing history for a long time. You really have.
Yeah, that's probably true. What I wanted to comment about was your great program and your speakers. I wanted to tell you that I first learned about how important the chuck wagon is to the ranching industry from my father. And his first job was as a cowboy on the Wagoner Ranch. You guys heard of the Wagoner Ranch?
Keep talking.
It's one of the six or seven largest ranches in the history of Texas. And it covered about three or four counties in North Texas. The headquarters is in Vernon, and that's where my father grew up. The horsemanship that he learned when he was cowboying actually helped him, and he used it a lot during the rest of his life, helped him get through school, too.
And raising children, obviously also raising children. That'll be you. Go ahead.
And I'm not anywhere the horseman that he was.
No, I mean he used the horse on you to make sure you got to school on time. He sent the horse to cut you out of traffic, whatever.
No, he actually rode a horse to school.
Did he really?
Cool. Oh yeah. But back in the '60s, then he took me to the ranch and showed me around, and the ranch thought horsemanship was so important that they had several polo teams, and they still have a polo building on the ranch. But anyway, in the '60s, he took me around the ranch and introduced me to the general manager of the ranch, and that guy, I told him I was interested in ranching history and so forth. And he pulled out a book and showed me that the Wagoner Ranch took credit for having the first motorized chuck wagon.
Oh, my.
And they introduced that at the state fair. And I'm sorry, I can't tell you what year it was, but in that country, they had motorized their chuck wagons, and I guess you could call that the first food truck.
That's interesting, McKenzie.
Good one.
And so now I'd like to go back, you know, and check the book and find out, you know, when that was. But I'm sure that in some parts of the mountainous West, there's places where only mules can go.
I tell you what, you've only got 10 seconds left. We're all going to get cut up by the computer. Prince, congratulations. That's next weekend, the 16th, and you got to get the reservations in for this banquet, 309-8219. Am I right?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fair enough. See you in the streets, dude.
Take care of yourself.
Prince McKenzie, what a guy. He's been doing history since a long time ago. But also, the musica is here. We've got these cowboys here. We're not going to let them go till they
cook us lunch.
We need one of those chicken fried steaks. So.
Oh boy!
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
They're kind of nodding, but they're not agreeing.
I'll take a salad, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, salad. See you after the news.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
This is...